Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today.
I think we can all agree that difficult times call for a new way of thinking. That's why we've added a new weekly podcast to the Seneca Women Podcast Network that's focused on the incredible stories of women entrepreneurs and their businesses. Today, we're thrilled to share with you a preview of the second episode of our new series, Made by Women. In a minute, you'll hear from an entrepreneur who is getting the world to think differently about the way we purchase products and the way they're manufactured. Today, we'll hear from Jane Mosbacher Morris, the entrepreneur behind To The Market, a company that connects Fortune 500 brands and retailers like Target and Bloomingdale's with sources for sustainable and environmentally responsible goods from diverse and often overlooked suppliers around the world. But first, some backstory. While on a trip for the U.S. State Department, Jane got the idea that retail manufacturing could be changed to create better outcomes for workers, the planet, and ultimately businesses. She visited a cooperative in India that was employing survivors of human trafficking, and a light bulb went off. She saw that a company could produce high-quality and beautiful products while addressing a social justice issue and giving vulnerable women dignified employment. Jane wanted to tap into how businesses and consumers can create positive change through their purchases. Many people asked Jane if she was starting a nonprofit, but she wasn't. Her vision was to create a social business to change the workings of the second largest industry in the developing world, retail production. Here's a brief preview on what she had to say.
Well, one of the initial challenges we had was, and people asked me, well, why are you not a nonprofit? And my response to them was, this is about creating and sustaining dignified work. And this is about changing the way that consumers and businesses are sourcing their products. This isn't about pity purchases. And so really helping people reframe the way they thought about these suppliers, because there was also these biases that somehow these suppliers, because they weren't operating in the massive traditional factories that we as Americans tend to think of now as it relates to manufacturing, there were these biases that, oh, well, the product surely can't be as well made, or you must have really low production capacity. And so I had, you know, this uphill battle of having to prove them wrong because they were looking for, you know, quality issues or expecting us not to be able to hit certain delivery by dates. And so just changing the way people think about how products are made and who they're made by so that they feel comfortable with the idea that, of course, you can source ethically and sustainably and have just as good, if not better, of a product than these traditional massive factories that we have sadly become so reliant on. And so helping folks understand that, the scale of the opportunity was important. But then just as important, if not more important, was then showing them through delivery of the goods, how great it looked and how great the service and the experience was and how much more impactful their dollar was by making purchases that were better aligned with all of the, you know, value commitments that they make publicly when you're actually aligning your dollar with your values.
There is so much more to learn from Jane Mosbacher Morris in tomorrow's episode of Made by Women. To The Market is a world-changing company. They partner with Fortune 500 companies to create better work for vulnerable populations and give more meaning to consumer purchases. Don't miss our conversation about a business that is doing well and doing good. So here's something good for today. There is no better time for women entrepreneurs to shift their thinking and propel something good into the changing economy. Companies with a clear mission to do good will always succeed because they have a clear purpose and a deeper passion. So make sure to subscribe to our Made by Women podcast for inspiring stories, insights from successful entrepreneurs, and business lessons you won't get anywhere else. Listen to tomorrow's episode of Made by Women with Jane Mosbacher Morris. And listen to Made by Women every week on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.